Recording in progress.
I'd like to call the meeting to order. Adequate notice of this meeting has been provided as required under chapter 231 PL 1975, specifying the time, date, location, login or dial-in information, and to the extent known, the agenda by posting a copy of the notice on the municipal building, municipal court, and two municipal library bulletin boards and municipal website, providing a copy to the official newspapers of the township, and by filing a copy in the office of the township clerk in accordance with the certification by the clerk, which will be entered into the minutes. In order to ensure a clear record of the meeting can be made and all parties are heard in an organized fashion, all members of the public that are participating remotely will be muted during the meeting. The township will provide for public comment periods for both remote and in-person attendees separately. If a member of the public wishes to speak during any public comment portion for remote attendees, please raise your hand. This can be done either through Zoom app or by pressing star 9 on your phone. When it's your turn to speak, you will receive a prompt to request to unmute. Please click on the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute and begin making your comments. All members of the public will have 3 minutes to speak and should ask any and all questions they may have during that period. At the conclusion of your 3 minutes, the remote attendees will be muted. Again, in-person attendees will also receive 3 minutes to ask any and all questions and may then take a seat, at which time the council administration will respond as necessary. Should you have any further comments or questions, the township is always available by email and phone, and you can always call the mayor's office during normal operating hours. Each member of the public shall only have one opportunity to speak during each public portion. As the technology does not allow us to know if there are multiple callers on any individual phone line or login user account, we ask that if you wish to speak, that you log in or dial separately so that we can recognize you as a separate individual. Mrs. Cedar, would you please take a roll?
Councilwoman Cahill?
Here.
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Here.
Councilman Espinosa?
Here.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Here.
Can you let him in? Councilman Rouse? Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Council President Aaron?
Here. Please stand for the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item number 5, comments from administration or council regarding adjournment on any matters on this agenda.
None, thank you.
No comments, Council President.
Item number 6, open to the public. Comments regarding consent agenda items. For remote attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on Zoom app or by pressing star 9 on your phone. When it is your turn to speak, you receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and your address. Know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council administration will respond if necessary if you have completed any comments or questions.
Council President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
I'm going to close the remote portion for in-person attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions. The council or administration will then respond if necessary. This is for the consent agenda, item number 6. Item number 12.
Costas Eftimios, 58 Curtis Avenue, Piscataway. 58 Curtis. I welcome everyone here. Come and walk around that house. Please tell these people what you see. This item 12A, does that include 7th and Mansfield, that corner has to be done. Please. Thank you.
Yeah.
Council President, this includes our transfer station site where we have, when we have large damage events, that we store it. And then every 6 months or so, we have a company come in and grind it down and then remove it to the recycling facility.
Thank you, Mayor. Okay, I'm going to close the public portion. Item number 7, fully sewer ordinance, second reading, $2,500,000 in various sewer improvements. And this is open to the public, resolution adopting ordinance. Mr. Seeley, would you please read the ordinance?
Okay, before I do that, I just want to acknowledge that Councilman Rouse, I believe, is on the call. Can you unmute yourself, Councilman Rouse, so that we can see if you're here with your audio?
Can you hear me?
Yes, thank you very much. I just want to acknowledge you're here at the meeting. Thank you.
All right.
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance Appropriating $2,500,000 from the Sewer Utility Budget Capital Outlay for various sewer utility improvements in and by the Township of Piscataway in the County of Middlesex, New Jersey, was introduced on the 9th day of November 2023 and had passed the first reading and was published on the 17th day of November 2023. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on December 5th, 2023, be adopted, passed, and after passage be published together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2023-31.
This is open to the public. For remote attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on Zoom app or by pressing *9. When it's your turn to speak, you receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press *6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council administration will respond if necessary if you have completed any comments or questions.
Council President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
I'm going to close the remote portion for in-person attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council administration will respond if necessary. This is for item number 7. I see none. I'm going to close the public portion. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Seeley, did you please take the roll?
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Thank you. Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Council President Earn.
Yes, item passes on a second reading. Item number 8, bond ordinance, second reading, $4,220,000, $4,900,000, various capital improvements. This is open to the public as a resolution adopting ordinance. Mr. Seeley, please read the ordinance.
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Bond Ordinance Providing for Various Capital Improvements in and by the Township of Piscataway in the County of Middlesex, New Jersey, appropriating $4,222,000, therefore, and authorizing the issuance of $4,009,000 bonds or notes of the township to finance part of the cost thereof, was introduced on the 9th day of November 2023 and had passed the first reading and was published on the 17th day of November 2023. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on December 5th, 2023, be adopted, passed, and after passage be published together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2023-32.
Okay, this is open to the public. For remote attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on Zoom app or by my phone by pressing *9. When it is your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press *6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address. Know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions.
Council President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
I'm going to close your remote portion for in-person. If you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administration will respond if necessary. This is for item number 8, bond ordinance. See none, I'm going to close the public portion. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second, Carmichael.
Sue, did you please take the roll?
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Council President Earn?
Yes, item passes on a second reading. Item number 9, ordinance on a first reading, amended and supplemented various chapters of the municipal code. Is a resolution adopting ordinance. Mr. C, did you please read the ordinance?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Amend and Supplement the Revised General Ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, amending Chapter 2, Administration, Section 64 and 80.12, Chapter 7, Traffic, Sections 8, 14, 17, and 25, Chapter 15, Short-Term Rentals, Sections 2, 3, 8, and 9. Chapter 16, Housing and Rent Control, Sections 2, 4, 6, and 12. Chapter 19, Fire Prevention and Protection, Sections 10, 14, and 15. Chapter 20, Land Subdivision, Section 5. Chapter 21, Zoning, Section 6. And Chapter 24, Site Plan Review, Section 5. Being is hereby adopted on the first reading. That it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading of public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, as well as by remote meeting format on the 19th day of December 2023. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least 2 public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Mr. Cedar. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Cedar, you please take the roll.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Council President Earn?
Yes, item passes on the first reading. Item number 10, ordinance on the first reading, amending and supplemented Chapter 7, Traffic Section 40, Control of the Movement and Parking of Traffic on Public and Private Property to assert Title 39 jurisdiction on 135 Flemington Street. The resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. C, did you please read the ordinance?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Amend and Supplement the Revised General Ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, amending Chapter 7, Traffic, Section 40, Control for the Movement and the Parking of Traffic on Public and Private Property to assert Title 39 jurisdiction on 135 Fleming Street, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading. That it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, as well as by remote meeting format on the 19th day of December 2023. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least 2 public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Mr. Cedar. Do I have a motion?
Motion, Shaw.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Mr. Cedar, did you please take the roll?
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Council President Earn?
Yes, item passes on a first reading. Item number 11, ordinance on a first reading, granting municipal consent for the operation of cable television system in the Township of Piscataway to CSC TKR LLC DBA Cablevision of Raritan Valley. Does the resolution adopting ordinance? Ms. C, did you please read the ordinance?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled An Ordinance Granting Municipal Consent for the Operation of a Cable Television System Within the Township of Piscataway, New Jersey, to CSC TKR LLC, doing business as Cablevision of Raritan Valley, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, as well as by remote meeting format on the 19th day of December 2023. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Do I have a motion?
Council President, if I could, before we take a motion, I just wanted to comment on this. And I don't know if the mayor will want to say some things, but we all know up here on the board all of the struggles that the township went through, and obviously all the municipalities across the country with bandwidth during the lockdowns and COVID and the strains on the system. And we had a lot of residents who were very upset. Nothing is perfect, as we know. We would love to see even more improvements, but mayor was part of one of a handful of New Jersey towns. I was honored to just be part of that conversation and testifying in front of the BPU about some of the issues with what was going on with the service to the town and our residents. This obviously is our contract to keep them, but as a side note, there are some additional things that Altice has agreed to that aren't part of your regular contract that are specific to our town. That was from a lot of negotiations and really putting our foot down. And then Mayor, I don't know if you want to talk about the BPU settlement, because there isn't a settlement yet, but my understanding it's coming.
Coming, but I just want to remind the council members, this is really just for the cable TV portion right here, because this is all only what we can franchise. It's not has anything to do with high-speed internet or anything to that effect. So this is just for cable TV. And you have to remember that their subscriptions are dropping now. There's got a lot of cord cutters out there, as Dennis knows. When that drops, that's less revenue coming into the town as far as cable TV.
But they still agreed to, yes, in this contract, continue with the support and actually add extra, yes, even though they're
some extra things that from some of our government facilities, like the community center, the libraries, and things.
The BPU settlement is about the broadband, correct?
That's correct.
And that hopefully will be soon, maybe not before the end of the year. Who knows?
Thank you, Gabriel. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Have a second?
Second.
Susan, so please take the roll.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Council President Earn?
Yes, item passes on a first reading. Item number 12, consent agenda resolution for efficiency items have been consolidated into consent agenda to be voted on together. The materials of these items have been distributed to the council in advance of the meeting. At this time, is there any items that the council would like removed from the consent agenda to be discussed or voted on separately? I see none. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Do I have a second? Susan, would you please take the roll?
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Council President Earn?
Yes, item passes. Item number 13, announcements and comments from officials. Councilwoman Cahill?
Thank you, Council President. I would like to wish the residents of Piscataway who are about to start celebrating some of the major holidays. Hanukkah will begin first full day on Friday, but starts on the evening of the 7th. And as we come into the holiday season, there are plenty of organizations in and around town who are in need of donations, such as fish, other food pantries, and just ask that our residents be aware of that and contribute where they may. Thank you.
Thank you, Carolyn. Councilman Carmichael.
Good evening. I mentioned this last night at the Santa show. The Holmes Marshall Firehouse Women's Auxiliary is hosting a Christmas party for children on Saturday, this coming Saturday, at 1 p.m. at the firehouse. And they are having a free toy giveaway on the first-come, first-served basis, plus food and refreshments. So come out if you bring your kids. Bring your kids.
They do such a good job over there.
Thank you, Councilwoman. Councilman Espinosa?
Yeah, I want to remind everyone that Councilwoman Cahill had mentioned that there's a lot of festivities that are going to start. So please be safe out there. Drive very slow. The temperatures are dropping. And also, you know, you have to be careful of the roads out there. So please take your time. There's no rush going anywhere. You know, it's okay if you're 5 or 10 minutes late. Just please, you know, slow down. Thank you.
Councilman Lombardi?
Yes, this Friday evening, Santa will be arriving at our town hall here at 7 o'clock, and we'll be having our annual tree lighting here for our families here in Piscataway. So hopefully everyone can come join.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes. While being restricted and shut in, it's a new experience for me because I'm normally out there doing some of everything. But I want to thank the whole council, the mayor, and everyone that's involved that has prayed for me and my family going through this recovery. So I just want to thank you all, and one day I'll be able to thank you personally. But have a wonderful season of holidays, and I pray God's blessing upon everyone. God bless you.
Thank you, Councilman Rouse. Councilman Shaw?
No, thanks.
This is Minister Chindiasi. Mayor?
Just want to remind folks, Thursday is a solemn day for the military in the country. It's Pearl Harbor Day. And if anybody's ever been out to see the USS Arizona Memorial, it's a very moving experience.
Township Attorney?
No comments, thank you.
Yes, and I have no comment either. Item number 14, agenda session for December 12th, 2023, resolution authorizing cancellation of sewer for sprinkler credits, various blocks and lots. Resolution Fire District number 1, Commissioner's Compensation. Resolution authorizing acceptance of the project and release of retainage, Ethel Road Roadway Improvements, KM Construction Corporation. Resolution authorizing budget transfers and a motion to accept the minutes of the council meeting, October 3rd, 2023. Item number 15, open to the public for remote attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on Zoom app or by pressing *9. When it is your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press *6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. Council administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions.
Council President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
I'm going to close the remote portion. For in-person attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administration will then respond if necessary.
Costas Evdemios, 58 Curtis, Piscataway. There are two ordinance violations in our block. They were created by our Justice of the Peace. It's 400 square feet from two different homes. That's 200 square feet that become an eyesore, Mr. Harim. What's up? When is that going to be taken care of?
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Amanda Legere, and I live on 98 Pleasant View Drive. I've been a Piscataway resident for the past 3 years, and for that same duration, I've been a nurse at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. Back in October, me and several of my colleagues came before you to spread awareness about the sobering reasons we went on strike. Just as a brief recap, decades of research show how vital it is for nurses to have explicit thresholds on the number of patients they can take care of. Safer nurse-patient ratios emphasize quality over quantity and are an important factor in reducing preventable complications and deaths. Understaffing nurses undermines the care we can provide, and the compounded stress and guilt for each shift this happens is detrimental to our identity as professionals. We went on strike because we could no longer tolerate this as being the status quo. After 4 months, our union leadership and the hospital have reached a tentative agreement, which reportedly includes provisions for enforceable and appropriate staffing ratios. Once the exact details are disclosed to us, we will vote whether or not we feel this is worthy of our patients. We are cautiously optimistic. We have won our battle, but the war is not over. What happened at our hospital is not an isolated incident, but is part of a larger public health crisis in New Jersey. A study revealed 75% of nurses in New Jersey hospitals rate their staffing as inadequate, and the same percentage say that the situation is only growing more dire. This year alone, New Jersey dropped from ranking number one in the nation for having the highest percentage of hospitals score an A for safety down to 13. Never again in New Jersey should nurses have to go through what we did in the name of patient safety. So we need to become one less state that doesn't have a safe staffing law. Piscataway was the first town hall we attended, and it was the start of taking this fight beyond our picket line. And thank you for your previous oral resolution advocating for us in our strike. We are here tonight to request if the council would consider passing an additional resolution supporting New Jersey's safe staffing bills, S304 and A4536, that would establish standards for every hospital. These resolutions serve as testimony that safe staffing matters to constituents and that these bills deserve a future. We have laid the groundwork, but we can only get you so far if you won't stand up for yourselves. This cause cannot and should not be fought by nurses alone, not when the public has 50% equity in the outcome, whether these bills are passed or not. We are happy to provide any clarity and resources you need to help make an informed decision on behalf of the citizens of Piscataway. And again, thank you.
Thank you.
You have to hold it down.
Button.
Sorry about that. Oh, too much technology. My bad. Once again, good evening. My name is Roberto Molina Bon. And even though I don't live in Piscataway, I live here in your next door neighbor with your avenue in Dunellen. I do have family here in Piscataway who live across the block on Fisher Avenue. And I'm here with the 1,700 nurses well, the representative of 1700 SS, pleading a similar request. Last night at the Nellen, they passed a resolution that we're requesting to request to ask the municipal leaders to pass the resolutions S304 and A4536. You can join the other municipalities, which include Sayreville, Clifton, Milltown, Edison, Highland Park, Franklin Township, Dunellen, and Monroe counties. We are also asking that you please call on the Assemblyman Joe Danielson and Joseph Egan, as well as Senator Bob Smith, to push for this bill. We also have a call to action to the town, and if community members can also call on their legislators, this will greatly help our push for safety in the hospitals. I think that you guys have been part of a hospital at some point. I mean, not part of, but been at a hospital. And very frequently, patients call for their nurses. And on their dismay, they're trying to figure out where their nurses are. And many times they're thinking that they're just sloughing somewhere, or like, you know, they can be found for no reason. However, on our side, we're frustrated because we can't get to them because we have many other higher priority patients that we need to take care of. Addressing the safe staffing bill can, you know, help both the patients that are looking for their nurses, as well as us, giving us the tools and the time to be able to take care of those patients who, you know, clearly need us. So this is the request that I have for you today. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Michael Taddock, and I'm a resident of Metuchen, and I come here with the 1700 nurses on strike to speak on behalf of the 1700 nurses at Robert Wood Johnson Hospital in New Brunswick. As you may or may not know, we've been on strike for 5 months, and on September 1st, the nurses got stripped their health insurance. We are out here fighting for safe staffing standards. I am a two-time patient, and both were in the ER. I had to wait more than 5 hours, and when I got in, I didn't even get the proper care that I needed. So I come here to ask you today, please help and support the nurses by looking over and supporting and co-sponsoring the S304 and A4536 bill. We need more nurses in the bedside. We need more nurses inside the hospital, especially the bedside. If this goes in effect, all the New Jersey hospitals need to comply with this, including all the nursing home facilities. We already went to the top, and the top doesn't want to support us, so we're going to start at the bottom. We're going to ask you guys to please support us because we need safe staffing, not only in New Jersey, but we need safe staffing all over, but we need safe staffing, especially in New Jersey and especially at the bedside. Thank you very much.
Anyone else wish to speak? Now I'm going to close the public portion.
Council President, in light of the nurses coming out tonight, and we want to thank you. I think we said this, I think previously, we've all we need our nurses. We, you know, we've all been either at the hospital or a loved one at the hospital. It had it not been for the nurses, we know our loved ones or ourselves would not be in a good situation. And at that time, we actually, I think, called on a resolution asking the governor to end the strike, which could have happened quickly, but it didn't. So, you know, this board isn't familiar with the two bills that you're speaking of very well. We do know that our senator is supporting or has looked into signing onto a different bill. But that said, I think if the board members agree with me, and they may not, but maybe they will, what I would love to do is to hold a voice resolution asking this council to call on our legislatures in Trenton to hold hearings on the bill. This will allow for the... Okay, good. I'm glad you like that. Because I think, and I come from a union family, I think that the more publicity around the bills where the news media is covering it, and the average persons start to hear that, in fact, there have been no sort of laws on the books protecting you folks from being overworked as you have for so many years. So I would like for this council, who's very much in supportive of you folks, and especially, of course, Robert Wood Johnson, right? We are right across the river. Some of you or many of you live in this town and are our residents who we represent. So I believe that what we could do here that would really be beneficial, not just for you all, but really for our municipality, for our residents, is that our state legislature holds public and open meetings on these bills so that the public can hear it and a real vote can be taken. I don't know what the board feels about that, but
you know, if I can add in there that it should be directed to the speaker Coughlin.
Yes.
And also to Senate President Scutari, because right. Ultimately it'll be their
decision,
to
hold the hearings,
where
right?
It has, so.
Yeah, absolutely. And it should be public. So I don't know if I have the support of the board here, but I think it would be a valuable resolution, at least for us to impress upon our leaders in Trenton to move
and
forward.
Can I make Ed also in there? It should go down to the comptroller, because obviously he needs something to do. So
yeah,
I just...
yes, it should go to anyone.
The acting comptroller who can't get confirmed.
So you know that you have this council support. We firmly believe in the power of these public hearings, and that it should be something that all New Jersey residents hear publicly. So,
you're making a motion then?
Yeah, well, I guess so. Is there anything you want to say? Yes.
Do I have a second?
I second the motion.
Ms. Seeley, would you please take the roll?
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa?
Definitely yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yeah.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Council President Earn?
Yes. Item passes.
And Council. Council Mayor, just for the last oral resolution, we memorialized into a writing and sent it over to the governor's office. We'll make sure we do that with this one and get it sent over.
Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
I have a second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting adjourned. Have a great night, everybody.